that's when it's calling me back home.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello, hello, hello. For some reason, I can't hear myself. Oh, you know why? Because my headphones are not plugged in. Whoops. I guess that whole intro didn't work out. We're going to try this again. I'll explain what I did later. All right, I guess you didn't hear that whole intro, and it was just silent for a second. All right, let's try this again.
WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. Let's have some fun, goobers.
Alright, that kind of worked. Okay. Alright, apologies, first off, right off the bat. Actually, no, right off the bat, you're listening to 915 WMFO Medford. My name is Jamie, this is my show, we're having fun. I am an experienced DJ, although it might not seem that way from what just happened. So I'll give you the quick scoop on what just happened. I had my headphones plugged into my computer, and, usually my headphones should be plugged into the radio console that plays what's going through the transmitter. But it was not, it was plugged into my laptop, so I thought I was listening to the radio. I thought I was actually broadcasting when I was just playing through my laptop. And nothing was going over the broadcast. So apologies for the dead air. That's the first time that's actually ever happened. You know, got to make every mistake, every single possible mistake. Anyway, yeah, thank you for tuning in. I have a good selection of songs. I have some requests from my parents as usual. Sorry for missing last week. I was sick. I was coughing a whole lot. Let's see. Yeah, let's just get right into it because I've already delayed us by a bit. But first, discover the marvels of natural engineering at the Animals, Machines, and Motion exhibit at the Museum of Science. Explore how a variety of living and extinct species, from microbes and trees to fish and mammals, have evolved to live on Earth. See how humans draw upon the adaptations of living and extinct species for modern innovations such as prosthetic limbs. This interactive experience features digital media, scientific models, and real specimens, including a giraffe's heart. What? You can also come face-to-face with a life-size cast of T-Rex Sue, the largest and most complete T-Rex ever discovered. For more information about Animals, Machines, and Motion exhibit, as well as everything else that's going on at the Museum of Science, check out the website at mos.org, that's mos.org, or call 617-723-2500. This has been a public service message from the Museum of Science and WMFO Medford, Tufts Educational Radio. And with that, let's get moving right on along, hopefully minimal slip-ups in the future, though there are no promises. All right, here's the Smiths.
down, I look at my face in the mirror. I know I'm worth nothing without you. And like one and one don't make two, one and one make one. And I'm looking for that free ride to me. I'm looking for you.
The Who on 91.5 WMFO Medford with Bargain off of Who's Next, of course. And what is that? Before that, The Smiths with The Headmaster Ritual off of Amita's Murder, their second album, 1985. The Smiths, a band, that's good. I should probably also say that the opening song was Nangs by Tame Impala. I play that every episode. It's probably my most played song on this show, just because it's the intro music, whatever. It's just a little, like, thing. I'm trying stuff out, all right, and it's going well. We have more songs coming up. Might have a surprise guest dropping by real soon, so I'm going to have to prep for that. But in the meantime, enjoy some Wilco.
To the wind. under the carnival tent. I laughed and she'd smile. It would last for a while. You don't know what you got till you lose it all again. Listen to the listen to the bluegrass band takes the chill from the air until they play the last song. I'll do my time, oh, keeping you off my mind. But there's moments that I find I'm not feeling so strong. Listen to the
Mandolin Rain on 91.5 WMFO Medford. That was Bruce Hornsby. Request from my mom, because, you know, I'm a good son. And, yeah, first from my mom, I think. My dad usually puts in the requests, but that was my mom. All right, before we get going on to the next tune, you know how I've said we've I've been lacking on bringing in the guests as of late, reeling the guests. I usually don't bring in guests, and this week is no different. I have no guests, so let's just move right along. Just kidding.
Oh, could have fooled me.
I thought I did.
Hi, Jamie's listeners. It's me, Sam, Jamie's friend.
All three of you?
Yeah. Can you see how many people are listening at any given moment?
Yes, you can. Now there are 11.
Oh.
That's like average.
Did that go up once I started speaking? Did it go from 3 to 11?
I can't confirm that, probably.
Yes.
Last time I checked, there were 10, and that was like 20 minutes ago.
Okay.
So I'm not, you know, let's not jump to any conclusions here, but yes.
Oh. All right. Well, I'm glad that I'm attracting people.
Yeah. Attracting person.
Person.
One person.
Well, you know what they say about one person. Two one persons is a people. Man. Sorry about that.
I think you're of the three guests I've had this summer.
Oh man.
Okay, I should say one of them was a group of people. Of the three guests I've had this summer, including you, two of them have been like, "Hey, can I come into the, like mid show? Hey, can I come by?"
Oh, I and did I that said, but okay. At the top of the show.
Yeah, you did. You got in early, which yeah. Which I appreciate.
So I'm gonna be here for the whole chunk of time. How long is this show?
It's like an hour. But
okay.
We can go longer though.
Yes.
We can stretch our legs.
Write in if you want us to stay on the air longer.
Call in.
Write in. We'll wait.
I'll wait.
Jamie will wait.
We have 2 hours max. We have an hour and a half max now. Right now. Okay. Just now it's 2:30.
Okay.
Yeah. Cool. So we have an hour and a half. So gotta get that express UPS Express, man. They don't do cards, do they?
I'm sure if you ask.
Yeah.
Man, I really don't like USPS.
Really?
Can I slam them on the show?
Do it. Yeah.
Okay.
We're all about hot takes on the show.
Okay.
Our
well,
first, or tepid takes, either one.
Oh, this one's gonna be hot.
Okay, good.
So it'll fall into the former category. Okay, so I ordered some glasses online because my vision was failing me and I needed glasses.
Mm-hmm.
So I ordered them and they're supposed to show up on Monday. I'm moving out on Friday morning, and I'm working that week. So they're supposed to come on Monday because I don't have work that Monday. I'm living in an apartment and the mailman buzzes my apartment, says, "I'm here." I buzz him in and 15 minutes later, he has not come up to my apartment. So I go down to investigate, and I find a note in my mailbox saying nobody was home.
Wow.
So we're going to leave the package with USPS, Postal Services. That's ridiculous. I guess the dude just didn't feel like climbing two flights of steps. Like, I was...
I mean, you'd think for someone who works for the Postal Service in New York City...
Yeah.
You'd think they'd, you know, have a better... I don't know.
And it's not like I just buzzed him in. It's not like I buzzed him in and gave him bad directions. I just buzzed. And it's not like he couldn't have, if he had trouble, figured something out. He could have buzzed me again because I was right by the... He knew where I was, Jamie.
So like the buzzer, I don't know how buzzers work. It said like floor 3.
It and said, then... I was in apartment E3.
Okay.
He clicked the E3 button, so the bell in my room rings. So then I click
and
I say, "Hello, who's there?" He says, "It's me, the mailman, with your package that you need to be able to see things."
Mm-hmm.
And I said, "Oh, great, please come up." And I hit the buzz button, which lets him in the apartment. I know he got in the apartment because he left something in the mail slot, which is in the apartment. In the apartment building,
right,
not my apartment itself.
Right.
So the dude was in there. He just had to walk up 2 flights of steps, and he didn't. So
Man.
Then it goes. The package goes back to USPS, and I call them to have them deliver it again because I don't want to have to head down to the building itself because it's in Brooklyn and the lines are always huge and it's a hassle. So they say, "Great, we can have it scheduled to send to you. It'll show up tomorrow."
Mm.
And it just didn't even. The guy didn't even come and not come up the stairs. He just didn't come at all. So then I had to wake up super early to get to the USPS. And I had work that day, so I had to get up to try to get to the USPS before work starts, but USPS opens at 9, I have to be at work at 10, and I get there at 9, and there's already a line, so I end up leaving the place at 11, I get to work late, it's a whole to-do.
Lame sauce.
And that's why I hate the USPS. Hot take! Well, you can be the judge, how hot was that take? Can you write in, listeners, and tell me how hot that take was? And Jamie, you can weigh in, too.
Yeah, I'd say, I was like... I would say scalding, but like whatever, a step below. I'm not really familiar with the scale.
Okay.
I'd say that's a hot take.
Yeah, it's a hot take.
Definitely is a hot take, but hot is like an umbrella term for.
Right. No, it wasn't beyond hot. It wasn't excruciating. It wasn't to any degree.
Scorching.
No. But it was scathing.
I hope so, because I hope he's listening, or she is listening.
I hope all of the UP. I hope someone from USPS is listening, and they know how much I hate their.
Statistically speaking, absolutely.
I think 1 in 11 people work for the USPS.
Man, speaking of USPS, I went home to get my passport done over the weekend. This is not a hot take, but it's a bit of a vent sesh.
Okay.
I went to get, so my passport expired, and so I had to, and I couldn't do the one, couldn't do the thing where I just renewed it. Like, I had to get a brand new passport. So I go and I drive in. 20 minutes to one of the three places on the East Coast that can give you a new passport. It was the post office. So I went in and I was like, here's all the stuff. And so before I went, you do this, you fill out the whole form online.
Flashback.
Yeah. So I'm filling out this form online and then I get to the end and it says, okay, like you need to bring, a photo, like a passport photo. A recent photo that would work for your passport. You need to bring a form of a proof of citizenship, and you need to bring a check. You need to bring the forms, obviously. You need to bring a check for $135. So, okay, cool. Like, I'll just do that. So I write a check, $135, bring it in. The guy says, oh, no, you have to bring in, you need two separate checks. You need one for $110, and you need one for $25, because $25 goes to the post office, and $110 goes to the government. So I had to go back, and I was like, oh, okay, and at this time, it was probably around 2:45.
Okay.
I was like, oh, cool, like, the post office closed at 5, like, I'll just go home, come back, no big deal. I'll get you the checks, no problem.
I feel like all the trouble's gonna end right there because it's so simple.
You'd think.
I do think.
You'd think.
Okay, continue.
Turns out, guy leaves at 3.
Oh, Jamie.
The one guy. Wait, he goes to do the passport stuff.
Oh, there's only one guy. That's ridiculous.
There are multiple people working there.
Okay, but there's just one guy who's specially trained.
Yeah, because I got to the front and I was of the line. I was like, "Hi, I'd like to get a new passport." And then the guy was like, and then the person working at the front desk was like, "Hey, guy who does the passports." And then he came and did. So apparently, he was the only one who could do it.
Ugh.
Like, you know.
You went back to get your passport done, did you see him doing anything that required a tremendous amount of skill?
He just like scanned the sheets. He just like looked over and then was like, "All right."
Okay. So his skill is scanning.
Yeah. Basically.
I guess the USPS just has a really low bar for employees that being able to scan is like a special skill, which would explain why that bozo, you know, couldn't figure out how to walk up.
Just a bunch of bozos at the USPS.
Ugh.
I mean, I appreciate this guy for, you know, he wasn't rude or anything. He was nice. He was nice to me and he wasn't like, go home or anything like that.
Well, you did need to go home.
I did. He did say go home.
Right.
He said go home and stay home. He didn't say that. Well, I mean, I'd have to if I didn't have a passport. But point is,
what'd you need the passport for?
So I went to Niagara Falls.
Oh.
Over. This is not what I needed it for, but my family planned a trip to go out see my brother in Rochester and then go to Niagara Falls, and we couldn't cross the border. At least I couldn't cross the border. Because my passport was expired.
So it's just like a kind of like a just cause thing?
Yeah.
Like, hey, why not?
Yeah, it's a precautionary thing in case, mm-hmm. you know, I need to,
flee.
Know, riots, you know, it could happen. Also, I think you're going to need, like, the guy was saying,
Can I be the guy?
You can be the guy.
I'll say what he said.
He said.
No, I'll say what he said.
Okay, say what
this
he said.
This is the flashback. So you be Jamie, so you say what you said first.
Okay. Well, he would start by saying...
Well, no, you say what you said before that.
I'd like a passport, please.
Oh, you're going to need one of those for when the riots happen. You see, the post office is planning some riots. Okay, go home and stay home.
Oh, thank you for the precautions. Oh, should I do anything about this $135 check that I brought for you?
No, that's the right amount. Just get out of here.
Oh, okay.
Goodbye, Jamie.
And that's the door closing.
Okay, and I'll act out the rest of his day.
Okay.
Oh man, 2:45, almost quitting time. Oh, I can't believe I forgot to eat lunch. Hey Susan, you'll be Susan. Hey, oh man, isn't that crazy when you're so busy filling out passports you work right through lunch, you know?
Lunch. More like bunch of nonsense.
I'm out of here. Okay, you can tell.
Always, Susan always knows what to say.
Yeah, she's a real card. Post office joke.
Classic classic Dottie. That's a Gary Goldman reference.
That I know. I got it.
Classic Dottie.
That's also one of his newer references.
It is.
So.
It's a new rep.
Oh, are you going to go see Gary Goldman in October?
I'm thinking about it.
Okay.
I think it's like a Wednesday night or something.
I think it's Wednesday and Thursday.
Yeah.
Gary Goldman, write in and let us know when your show is.
Apparently, John saw Gary Goldman. Apparently, he was not the nicest guy.
Really?
John's a real jerk.
Oh, yeah.
No, Gary Goldman was like, apparently, he thought the mic levels were too low. And this is at the studio.
Yeah.
He thought the mic levels were too low. And then Gary Goldman did. And then he was being kind of a jerk about it. And they're like, it's partially the studio's fault for not being great with that sort of thing.
Yeah.
Because they used to have a mixer in the booth thing in the back. Now they don't. I'm sure all the listeners can figure out what the heck I'm talking about. But, yeah, Gary Goldman was not happy with that.
Well, was he mean or was he not happy? I think what happened is he was probably just unhappy interprets that as mean.
Honestly, that's probably what's happening. Also, John might be listening right now, but we'll see. Apparently, you know, I don't think he was like a jerk.
I always err on the side of Gary Goldman.
Me too.
Tie goes to the Goldman. My brother saw Gary Goldman, and my brother really... His hot take was that he thought Gary Goldman was a bad comedian because his crowd work wasn't good.
What?
But first of all, I bet his crowd work is fine when he's doing it. He probably just wasn't doing it because that's not the kind of comedian he is.
Yeah.
My brother's not listening, so I can say he's a bozo on air. My brother's a bozo.
A lot of bozos.
Yeah.
A lot of bozos in our lives.
Too many.
I don't know. I've never seen him. I mean, he doesn't do crowd work in any of his specials.
No.
Or whatever. I've never seen him live.
I really want to see him live.
Me too. Man, that'd be a great show. Although, what if he does just all the material he did?
I think I'd be fine with that.
Right.
I think I'd be totally fine, because I like that material enough, and I honestly, if I enjoy it when I re-listen, just listening to it, I think I'd enjoy it re-listening to it, but getting to see him deliver it in the way he delivers it.
Yeah. You catch different, you catch different things. I guess. And then you can shout, do the Bill Gates bit, the 20-minute
thing on Billionaires, parts 1, 2, and 3.
It's all three parts. Nah, yeah, man. I'd go. I've been pining over it.
It's a date. Also, Brian Regan's going to be there.
Oh, what?
Yeah,
wait,
really
same night? Or?
No. Okay.
Double feature?
Ooh, that'd be a cool double feature.
That'd be a lot of talent for a double feature.
Yeah, God. I had listened to Brian Regan before, but didn't like really start like listening to all his stuff until this summer. And like, yeah, you hear people say how great he is, and he is. He's just a very entertaining, really good comedian.
He's got something for everyone.
Like,
he appeals to... I don't see why he just appeals to... You can't not like...
Yeah.
He's just such a likable comedian.
Yeah, I don't like the comments on his YouTube videos because every single one is always like, why can't every comedian be this clean? You don't need to say the F word every other word to be funny. Everyone always, whenever someone comments on a Brian Regan video, it's only to attack every other comedian.
Yeah, no. I mean, I get where you're coming from, but also, why can't every comedian be that clean? You know, you don't need to say the F word all the time.
That's a good point.
Sam?
I know, Jamie. I can't say it on air either. I was about to give a demonstration, but I won't.
I'd rather... Man, Brian Regan would be great for the show.
Brian Regan
would... Because he's clean in real life, too.
Yeah. No, I feel like Brian Regan would really do wonders for this show. He'd be a good co-host to your host.
I think he'd be the host, and I would be not on the show. It would be Brian Regan's show.
I think it would be... What's the show called?
We're Having Fun?
That's dumb. Change it.
Okay.
It'd be We're Having Fun with Jamie Juveler and co-host. And then the listeners would know that it's Brian Regan. I think that'd be a really great
thing
for a super successful comedian to do is just find a college radio show and just be the co-host. Not even advertise it. Just let people discover, if you want to hear Brian Regan.
And I'm just like interviewing you and he's just kind of sitting there like trying to chime in. But like,
yeah. can't get a word in it. Occasionally he makes a hot take.
He's like trying to do some of his jokes and it's not working.
Oh, just dumb old donkeys. Hey, Brian Regan. He only does the punchlines to his jokes without any of the setup. He just tries to squeeze them in because he doesn't have time for the setup.
Ralph! Hey! I love, I think my favorite Brian Regan joke Maybe my favorite Brian Regan joke is the
tell one. It in whole and take credit for it.
I'm gonna do the whole. Well, I can't. Yeah, okay.
Just do the whole special. It's from
my favorite joke that I wrote is the one where
Brian Regan goes.
It's like it's where they say Jamie when he's calling into the air when I'm calling into the airline. And then the airline says, I'm going to give you your confirmation code. It's B as in boy. Okay. Q as in quagmire. Give me another word. Man, that's one of my faves.
Oh, I thought you were going to do the airline bit where with the essentials kit where he loses his luggage. I don't need to get into it.
I know what you're talking about.
Yeah, it's a good bit.
I don't know the joke, but I know the joke.
He loses his bag, and then he goes to the customer service, and there's way more hilarity that happens than this, but the person says, oh, well, until you get your bag here, have this essentials kit. Oh, you mean everything I need is in this tiny Ziploc bag? And here, oh, in that case, I overpacked, and it's just, you know.
Ah, man.
It's full of food, water, good shelter,
joke,
and love.
Good joke that you wrote.
Thanks.
I was listening to Eugene Merman last night.
Oh, did you ever listen to his 8-box set thing?
I did not.
Okay, I listened to the stand-up off of that. I still haven't listened to the F-scape or the animal sounds or the Russian.
Or the audio drugs one, that one.
I don't remember that. I don't know. There's a lot in
the sound effects one. Yeah.
I really like Eugene Merman. Man. Continue.
He is the one. They say dogs are man's best friend, but where are your dog friends when it's time to move? Or this one might be a bit. This might be a bit edgy for the radio.
Okay.
Anyway, where the joke is, in New York City, I read that they charge $30 for an abortion, and I don't know who's really weighing that option. Like, I could forget the worst experience of my life, or I could go to Papa John's. Man, good joke.
Yeah.
Good comedian.
One of my favorite specials of all time was Vegan on His Way to the Complain Store.
It's a good special.
It's like a very funny, very well done. Yeah. It's great. It's like start to finish.
The difference between an illegitimate sign and a legitimate sign is the lamination. Please don't flush socks down the toilet.
Yep.
Never use your cell phone ever again. For those listening, check out Eugene Merman.
Yeah. This conversation went from broad and boring to too specific to be entertaining.
Really going for the niche. Hey.
Yeah.
Again, statistically speaking.
I think, yeah, we went from railing against the post office to listing specific jokes from specific comedians' albums.
Hey, something for everyone. And hey, we have 12 listeners.
Yes, I'm reeling them in.
Woo! All right, let's take a break. Do a quick tune. We'll come back.
Okay.
All right.
Goodbye. Okay. Oh, there we go.
There we go.
July. over the teeth that bite so sharp when you're not looking in the evening. And all the friends that you once knew and left behind, they kept you safe and so secure amongst the books and all the records of your lifetime. What will happen in the morning when the world gets so crowded that you can't look out the window in the morning? And now that the family is part of a chain, take off your high shade, start over again.
Drake on 91.5 WFM Medford with Hazy Jane 2 off of Briar Later, an album by Nick Drake, which is really good. And before that, Aerosmith, Walk the Dog. Request from me padre. Ah, all right. Yeah. We were just talking about living situation. Sam, you excited? You excited for this year? I know I am.
I'm really excited for this year. I think it's going to be a good one. Yeah, I should probably just say more than just yes. Yeah, no, I think it's gonna be really good.
Yeah, you're really slacking.
Sorry, I'm tired. I went for a run this morning, and it's just so hot out.
It is. I can't run outside. I can't do it.
I know.
I'll die. I have asthma. I'll die.
Yeah, you will, dude. Man, you suck at being healthy.
I need inside. I need indoors, temperature controlled.
Five feet away from a water bottle and 5 feet away from a snack.
Pretty much. I've been working out.
This is the first time I've worked out since high school.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Wow, man.
Which I was thinking about because I saw some like incoming freshmen walking along.
Yeah.
And I was like, I think for a lot of us, neither of us have really worked out since high school, but for one of us, that's not okay at all. But yeah, no, I had just like didn't work out at all when I was at any point when I was in college until like a week and a half ago I started running, and I've been running every morning. Wow. Hoping that trend keeps up.
That's good.
Because I want to live forever. I don't want
to
die.
Well, that's a good place to start.
Yeah.
Well, the best place, yeah. I guess the best place to start would have been like since birth. But you know what? Hey.
Yeah.
21 years, what's the diff?
Exactly.
21 years is the diff.
Yeah, no, that's a big difference.
It's fine though.
I don't drink though, so that's probably keeping me healthy.
Yeah, that helps.
Which also made my 21st birthday really awkward because everyone who was like older than 21 was like, "You need to drink so much," and I was like, "I'm not in the mood." Yeah. I was at my office and my boss bought like these really nice expensive beers and was like, here, buddy. And I was like, okay. And I just like sipped on it throughout the day at the office because I didn't, because I have no spine, Jamie. Yeah. I want them to like me.
You're pretty weak.
No. Yeah, in that regard. But to come full circle, I am excited about this year. I think there's a lot of cool stuff that's going on. It's my last year at, you know, at school, which is, I think, kind of scary in some regards.
Yeah.
Like, there are a lot of things that are just, this is the last time I'm going to do them.
Yeah.
When I was picking out classes, I was looking at the course catalog and was thinking, oh, here's 50 classes that I desperately wanted to take and told myself I'd take at some point. I'm just not going to have the chance to do, which is kind of scary. Not even scary. It's just kind of weird. Sad, yeah. And it's... I was talking to John, our friend, about this the other night, and I think what I stumbled on is it's not that I regret the things that I've done with my time. I just wish I could have had more time to do other things as well. Because if I did this whole college experience again, I think I'd follow a pretty similar path.
But yeah.
Like, don't you wish that path could be broader, you know?
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, I've been thinking about that, too. How, like, yeah, I also am like, oh, I'll take that class at some point, but then, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah, Doug. Man, well, man, let's go to the gym. Let's go to the gym after this. Actually, we can't because it's closed.
Yeah, and I already ran today
for the Fit Kids.
Oof, Fit Kids.
Fit Kids. It's been closed since like mid August.
Okay. Here's a fact about me. I still haven't been to the Tufts gym, not even once.
It's really nice.
I'm sure it is, Jamie. I believe that it is. I've heard from many people that it is.
There's a lot of stuff to do.
Oh, I bet. I've been to gyms before, and this is supposed to be a nice one.
This is no exception. This is
Yeah, gyms are a place where you do things.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's not so bad. I don't know. First time, I don't know. It's good to go. I feel like I made a good choice by going for the first time over the summer, so I could be like, how does like this treadmill work?
Right.
And, you know.
Well, I know how they work. I worked out a lot in high school. I wrestled. I was extremely healthy.
Wow, really?
I exercised super regularly.
Oh, wow.
I know how all the gym equipment, like after
we're coming from different places,
when the wrestling season ended, I would go to the gym with my friend Ben. We would drive and we would work out after school. Like, yeah, no, I know how it works. And I know that I should be there, Jamie, because I was healthier and I felt better. And then I got to school and I was just like,
dude, what if I pass you?
You probably have.
No, I definitely haven't.
You definitely haven't.
You could arm wrestle if you want.
Ooh, that'd be entertaining radio.
Let's do it. Okay. Move over there.
Okay, I'm gonna move over. Pass my mic to that mic.
Yeah.
Okay. I wish there was a third person in here to commentate. Can we have people write in with who they think is gonna win?
It's gonna be a real embarrassment for me, but
I don't know. I think there's a very good chance you beat me.
Is Mike for you? What's going on? What's
okay.
going on?
I'll just bring Mike 2 around, if that's possible. It's not really.
It's cool. It's cool. Okay. We're good.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay, let me put these headphones on.
All right. I can't believe we're doing this. This is a bad idea. You're gonna win.
Am I?
Yeah, you'll probably win. All right.
You seem to forget the haven't worked
out. We gotta. All right, elbow on the table.
On the table. Okay.
Let's say that again.
Okay, so they hear that.
Hear that, all right. Ready?
Yeah.
I don't know how to start this.
Ready, set, go.
All right, ready, set, go.
Yeah.
Hey, I won.
He won handily.
Hey, were you
trying? Yeah.
Huh.
You're a bigger, stronger person than I.
I'm not though.
Maybe. Okay.
Okay, whatever. No, it's fine, man. I'm feeling really good right now. Sorry.
Yeah, you should.
Hey, man. Thanks for letting me win that. I appreciate it. No, first rule of rate, you gotta let the host win. You gotta let the host win.
Isn't that the opposite? Shouldn't the host let the guest win?
Yeah, but like, I don't know. It's kind of like if you invite, it's kind of like when you go over to someone's house and like, I don't know, you're like, I brought this amazing wine. And then the host is like, oh, I also have wine, but it sounds good. You know, you don't want to outdo the host. You know?
Yeah, but the host's, I mean, that's polite guest work, but the host's job is to make the guest feel good, right?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Man, this has opened up many doors.
Yeah, and many cans of worms.
All these worms in the studio.
Don't scratch your beard on air.
Sorry.
It's gross.
It's itchy, I'm not used to it.